This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
We are four friends in three states across two time zones with a shared passion. Welcome to the Sports Talk Garage Podcast, where we hit the fast lane to discuss our favorite drives, from the track and the ice to the court and the ball fields. We are four lifelong friends who grew up with a love of professional and collegiate sports. Today, we are bankers, investors, professors, and entrepreneurs, but our love of sports has never changed. Come listen for the fun, gain some insight, and probably a few laughs as we give you our perspective on those last liability changes, game-winning scores, and franchise players. This is the Sports Talk Garage. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 27 of the Sports Talk Garage Podcast. This is David, joined by John and Matt. We apologize about the delay getting this episode out to you. There's been some factors outside of our control, a little bit of craziness this week, but we will be back on our normal schedule next week. However, our co-host prediction challenge does not rest for anything. So I'm going to throw it over to Matt, who's going to recap our Week 2 games and standings, and then cover the games that Chris has given us for Week 3, go through that, and we look forward to being back with you on a full episode next week. Matt, what do we have from Week 2?
We'll start with the XFL, Dallas Renegades at the Seattle Dragons. David and I had a little bit of a talk around this one. We were kind of intrigued, but unfortunately at this point, the Renegades were favored by 4.5 and Dallas ended up winning by 12 anyway. So the winners were Chris, John, and the audience. So David and I, much as we like that potential Seattle win, did not happen. No. Let's see, boxing, who will win straight up? Deontay Wilder, who is 42-0-1, or Tyson Fury, who is 29-0-1. The winners were John and I because Fury won in 7 rounds.
And still didn't go the whole way. Also fired part of his crew there for throwing in the towel. He was not happy about that.
Did he really?
I'm sorry, Wilder. And he also had some crazy excuse about wearing this 40-pound costume and what it did to his legs. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Whatever. You wore it, dude. Make excuses. Men's college basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks at the Baylor Bears. So Baylor was favored by 3.5, and Kansas upset them. They won by 3, and the only winner of that one was John. So good on you, John.
Told you.
All that confidence coming out over there.
I should have listened. It's all right.
Our prop bet of last week was the Dallas Mavericks 3-pointers made versus the number of rounds in the Wilder Fury fight. So because the fight went 7 rounds, the Mavericks had 14 3-pointers, which was above their average, wasn't it?
A little below. They're at 15.2.
Oh, I thought they were 13. Okay. Either way, that put Chris, David, me, and the audience all for a win on that one. I'm enjoying these prop bets, guys. How do you guys feel about those?
Yeah, I don't know where our producer comes up with half of these, but I'll take them.
I enjoy them. Makes you think a little bit.
It does. And kudos on Chris. We appreciate you back in the studio here with us. Okay, so as we start looking toward next week, first of all, our standings. Chris for Week 2 was 2-2, putting him overall at 3-5. David went 1-3, putting him at 3-5. John went 3-1. Good, John. He wins this week. Overall 3-5. I got 2-2, putting me at 5-3, and I am the only one tied with the audience right now. They also went 2-2 this week, and overall, we're 5-3.
The audience is doing well. Yep.
Still young, but good job, audience.
I'm just happy I got back in the game after 2 weeks ago when I goose egged.
No doubt. All right. So let's talk about what we've got going on this week. Thanks again, Chris, for some new predictions. Let's see. College basketball, who will cover? Number 19, Michigan, who's 18-9 currently, playing at number 23, Ohio State, who's 18-9. So same record, Big Ten, two teams that kind of stunned men's basketball by starting out their season really strong and have really had a hard time keeping up as we got later in the season. So let's, this is going to be Sunday, March 1st at 4 p.m. I'll definitely be watching this. Ohio State's currently favored by 2.5. David, you're an Ohio guy originally. What's your thought?
So I had to look up some stats for this one because the records, they're almost identical. Rankings pretty close. Michigan is 5-0 in the last five games, whereas Ohio State's only 3-2. But when you look at the season, Michigan has better points per game, field goal percentage, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals than Ohio State. So I feel bad saying this, but I'm going with Michigan. I think that they're going to pull it out, even though they're way at Ohio State. It hurts, but
he's not.
I need a point.
He's
here.
Not from Columbus, kids.
He's not from Columbus. He's from Canton.
He's not from Columbus. John, how are you feeling about this one?
Yeah, Dave, I'm going to ride with you. I feel like Michigan's had, just competitive play, looking at who they've played so far this year. I feel like, even though obviously they're very, very close in competition, I feel like Michigan's won a little bit higher talent. So we're going to go with them.
Awesome. I've always kind of been a fan of the Ohio State realm, and they're currently being coached, as I've said before, by somebody from my alma mater. So I'm going to stick with Ohio State on this one, good, bad, or indifferent. I can't pull for those guys with that maize color in their scheme. Yeah. Also not the nicest fans you've ever met, but, you know, that's cool. Just kidding. Chris is also going to stand with me here. We're going to let him raise the flag of Scarlet and Gray, and he's choosing Ohio State for this one.
Don't think he is. I think he's actually going with Michigan there.
Oh, is he giving the 2.5? He gave the 2.5 spread. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris is going Michigan, so you're going to be alone on Ohio State this time.
Terrible. Fine, I'll hold the flag and drop it in the ground. Works for me. MLS, who will cover? This is more John speed here. Inter Miami Football Club at Los Angeles. This is the start of the season for these guys, so that's going to be Sunday at 5:30. LA is favored by 1.5 goals. Note that Miami's first MLS match versus an LA team that had the best regular season record last year in MLS. John, lead us off.
Yeah, this one's tough because LA is favored by 1.5 goals. And that number worries me a little bit because it is soccer and goals are hard to come by. Inter has had a pretty good draft. This is going to be their inaugural season, first ever match going against one of the best teams in the league. LAFC, it's actually a really phenomenal documentary on them. I think it's on Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken. So I highly suggest you check it out. It's about a year or two old, but it was from their inaugural season, which wasn't that long ago. And, I mean, they're just a top-notch talent from head to toe. Will Ferrell was actually one of their investment owners, which is pretty comical, but, the story of how he became an owner is pretty comical. He just stumbled into a press conference and hopped up on stage and started talking about him. And it wasn't until after that that they actually made him an owner. He said, "Hey, how can I get on this team?" Yeah, the story is pretty comical. Typical Will Ferrell, just like stumbled on into something and now he's an owner of an MLS team. But they have a phenomenal leadership group and a really phenomenal coach who has some Premier League time as well. So, I think I'm going to have to go L.A. on this one. The black and gold.
I'm just curious, why do they call it Inter Miami? Is that for international?
I don't remember. There's a bunch of teams throughout the world that use the Inter.
Right.
I don't know the answer to that one off the top of my head.
Okay. David, what are you thinking?
So I'm kind of just going veterans versus startup here. I mean, this is Miami's inaugural season, as John said. They don't really have any notable stars. They have a lot of serviceable veterans through the draft that they had. Their key player is a 19-year-old from Argentina. He plays the left wing. They're going to be watching the playoffs from home. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement around this. You know, first game you want to come out in, but I'm going to LA for this. They're just too much experience.
Fair enough. Does somebody have Chris's pick? Because apparently I'm missing his stuff.
So Chris is also going to LA with the veterans here.
So everybody's going to LA. Fine, I'll throw in the side towel and say new team, good draft. Let's go with Miami, see how they do. All right, back to XFL. Is anybody getting, you know, tired of watching all the crazy antics that are happening in this, or do we feel like this has been a decent way to have a development team thus far?
Hey, I'm enjoying it so far.
So far, it's been, I think, more entertaining than half the NFL season, so...
You guys need a Chicago team. Direct feeder.
That'd be interesting.
So let's see. XFL, Houston Roughnecks are 3-0 at the Dallas Renegades. They're 2-1. That's going to be Sunday, 4 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Houston is currently favored by a point. Where's Chris going on this one?
Chris is going Houston, sticking with the undefeated Roughnecks.
It's a tough team. John, how are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going to go where I think as well. 1 point, I mean, that could go either way on that one, but both these teams are pretty dang good. Houston, they look good. They put a lot of points up on the board, so they actually have scored a lot more 4 points or four touchdowns than Dallas has by more than double, so I'm going to go Houston.
Okay, David.
So this is the highest over-under of the week of the four games at 50.5 points. So obviously a high-scoring affair. 1 point, I mean, that's a swing right there. So I'm going for the upset. I'm going with Dallas.
You know, I think I'll stick with you on that. It's going to be at Dallas. Dallas is a tough place to play no matter what league you're in. So
Battle of Texas.
We'll see how that runs. Yep. Prop bet of the week. What did Chris come up with this time? NFL Combine. Fastest 40 time. This will be good. Does anybody remember when 4.5 was Grease Lightning and now these cats are running 4.3s?
4.2s.
So the fastest 40 time, over under at 4.27.5. So 4.27 under, 4.28 is over. Please note that experts have predicted Alabama's wide receiver Henry Ruggs III could run under 4.3. I don't know. This is kind of interesting. I like this prop bet. You know, every time you watch this, somebody just breaks out. Adrian Peterson was a fast guy. Who else had really good records last year?
John Ross is the most recent record holder, but I think Chris Johnson was like the initial – fast guy at the running back position.
Chris guess Johnson overall. Was a really fast one. Okay. David, how do you think it's going to work out?
I'm easily going under on this. The reason is Henry Ruggs ran a 4.25 as his junior as a pro day. I think he's probably a little better by now. He's healthy. I think he's going to get it going under.
But he's probably heavier.
Well, it's okay. I feel confident. 4.25 as a junior. He's a senior now.
All right.
Chris is also going under for that one.
John?
I'm going to go over.
Okay. Just because we keep having guys that break the record, I'll say under as well. So there you have it.
Let's see what happens. Hoping the pressure of the day gets a little bit, just a smidge low.
Well, we will see on, goodness, I think wide receivers run on Thursday, so see what happens on Thursday for them.
Well, I'll be in the middle of a blizzard probably, so I'll have to check it out, watch it live.
Perfect. I should be there with you then, I guess. all right, so that being said, we've got a couple great picks this week, and you know, that'll be some interesting. We hope you as the audience will jump in on the Twitter pages as we throw those up and tell us kind of what you're thinking. And, you know, we're keeping that tally right now. You're tied with me as the leader. So, you know, see if you can beat me this week as we get some of those going. Let's drop the checkered flag. Final thoughts, guys, for the week.
As far as upcoming, I got a college basketball game coming up this Saturday, which will be fun. Good to see Notre Dame in town, so that should be a good game. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot going on. Just work this week.
Ugh, that terrible thing.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Gotta do it. Fair enough. John, what are you thinking?
I've been pretty glued to the TV last week, and I will be again this week as Formula One is in their preseason testing, so they've been airing, you know, 8 hours or so a day. So got it up on the big screen, just watching that, enjoying it, all the new tricks and fancy things that all the teams are rolling out this year as we prepare for the 2020 season. Interesting to see how much sandbagging is going on. Nobody wants to show their true pace to their competitors quite yet. So season's ramping up in about, what, 3 weeks, season will start off. So, yeah, things are starting to kick into high gear, which is exciting.
Absolutely. Cool. This week I've got a little bit of travel planned. I'm looking forward to catching up on all these sports that we've talked about, because you always want to kind of keep that in mind as we start shooting the Twitter page back and forth on who's going to beat who in our prediction standing. So, yeah. But anyway, thanks again, guys. It was another great episode, and we'll look forward to working through it again next week.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you'd like to have your sports-related question or comment featured on the show, please email us at sportstalkgarage@gmail.com. Also, if you want to keep up to date with us outside of the show, please follow us on Twitter at sportsgaragepod. If you enjoyed the show, please drop us a 5-star review and subscribe if you want to hear more. So for Chris back in the studio, David and Matt, I'm John, and we are the Sports Talk Garage.